This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. There are about 39 million people working in fishing around the world. They often face precarious employment, low income, and dangerous working conditions. The major labor organization representing fishers is the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF has been conducting a fisheries campaign to highlight the conditions of the workers and pressure politicians to act. An example of one of the ITF's efforts on behalf of fishers is the recent lobbying of the Irish government. Here is Michael O'Brien, the fisheries campaign lead for the ITF in Ireland, speaking at a media conference held in front of the headquarters of the Irish Department of Justice in Dublin. He mentions the EEA, which is the European Economic Area.
My brief is to advocate and organise amongst the migrant non-European fishers working on Irish vessels. So why we're here today is that following a searing report by the University of Maynooth Law Department last October concerning the experiences of non-EEA fishers working on Irish vessels, the government announced that they were going to conduct a review of the atypical work permit scheme, which has now been in existence for 6 years. They invited submissions from various stakeholders, including ourselves in the ITF. I thought it was important to have a media occasion as well. Many of the guys who are representing it, they're out at sea today, or even if they're not at sea, they will be decidedly nervous about coming here today in front of the media because of what they fear it might precipitate in terms of a rupture with our vessel owner, employer. And then, of course, many of the guys who we represent are undocumented, and coming outside the Department of Justice, like, again, you can understand why they would be decidedly nervous about doing that. The submission itself, there's two main aspects to it. One is that it's a searing criticism of the various government departments who have had oversight of how this scheme has run over the last 6 years. So the very guys who are conducting the review, we're subjecting to criticism. Now, it's nothing personal against them, but you know, we substantiate our criticisms in the report itself, and you know, we can get into the details of people's questions. But it's not just a question of raking over the failure of the atypical scheme to regularise the sector, or the failure of the atypical scheme to safeguard the working conditions of fishers and their welfare and their human rights. It's not just that, but we are advocating the radical reforms that are necessary to liberate our guys from the situation that they found themselves in, where either they are in the scheme and tied to their vessel owner employer year on year and unable to get out of a sometimes a very abusive and exploitative situation, or if they're undocumented, all the precarity and insecurity that goes with that. The two key demands we're making is that, A, as a minimum, the atypical scheme has to go and the fishers integrated into the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment Critical Skills Permit Scheme, which, you know, and as a trade union organisation, we don't tend to enthuse about any permit scheme because by their nature they're of a discriminatory character, they're discriminating on the basis of national origin. But from the perspective of the migrant fishers, both documented and undocumented, who we represent, the critical skills permit setup is far, far more advantageous. There's a decent income threshold of 32 grand per year, as distinct from the typical 21 grand that some of our guys are on, in fact, less than minimum wage. But also, in terms of visa status, whereby with the critical skills permit, you're only tied to your employer for a maximum of 1 year, after which you can progress to a stamp for visa and have mobility within the sector, or, you know, or even leave fishing and move on to do other things. So they're the two key demands. And the last thing I just want to say is that we have the cohort of undocumented fishers as well, some who have never been documented, and some of those guys may be able to avail of Minister McEntee's documentation scheme. In fact, they're going to help one of the guys on Friday apply for that. However, we reckon there's some 200 fishers who are currently undocumented, who were documented at some point within the last 4 years. And those guys, some of whom have been in the country now for 8, 9, 10 years, are being excluded from the scheme, so they're languishing in an undocumented situation, and they're really asking me, how is it they've been here so long, they fell out of the scheme recently, sometimes because of injury or acrimony with their employer, and they can't avail of Minister McEntee's scheme. So we're looking for these guys to have a pack, to have their visa stamped for as well, so that we once and for all regularise the sector and guarantee decent work under protection of their human rights.
You can find more information about the ITF Fisheries Campaign at itfglobal.org.